Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Love's Sacrifice. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We are privileged to even know that there's a God. There are how many millions in total black darkness out there in the world? And you and I sitting up in here saved. Name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Right? Know what's happening to us after our last breath. But that's not all. There are those who are dead spiritually, and there are a whole lot of people who are, even though they've been born again, they're alive, they're asleep. Well, people who are dead asleep are, for all practical purposes, like dead people. They're not doing anything, not aware of anything. Oh, but there is a spiritual bunch that's alive and awake. Will somebody say alive?
Alive.
And awake.
And awake.
How about you?
Yes.
Alive.
Alive.
And awake. Didn't the Lord say, awake, thou that sleepest. Yes. Rise from the dead. Christ will give you light.
Hallelujah.
For those who are alive and awake and willing, we get to be on the front lines. I mean the cutting edge of what God is doing in the earth. Do you believe it?
Yes.
Is it going to cost? Uh-huh. Just everything. But is it worth it? It's not even worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed. Other folks that are not committed and don't have that love, they don't understand it. They're like, you're going to church again? You took your vacation to do what? You went to a meeting? That's crazy, man. You could be fishing. You could be shopping. What do they just tell you? They value fishing more than revelation of the Word. They value playing golf. They value shopping more. That's their priority. And if the Lord invited them to something, what would they probably say? You know, maybe another time. But we've been planning this for 6 months, and, you know, it's a problem. We should see things differently.
Yes, sir.
Our values are different. How many would lift up your hand and say, I am a man or woman, whatever you are, I'm a man after God's own heart.
Wow.
Say it again. I am
a man
after God's own heart.
I am
a man.
A man
after God's own heart. What does that mean? Among other things, it means I value what He values. His priorities are my priorities. David, such a man. And you see some of the things he did, being a man after God's own heart, would seem strange to a lot of people. But it's because he saw things differently. 2 Samuel 23. 2 Samuel 23. And about verse 14. David was in the hold. The garrison of the Philistines was in Bethlehem. So the enemy was occupying their land. And David longed and said, oh, that one, somebody would give me a drink of the water of the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate. He's looking at their well behind enemy lines, and he says this, that somebody would give me a drink of water from that well. Not that they didn't have any water. Not that there was somewhere else to get some water. But that's the well of Bethlehem. That's the home place well, right?
Right?
Our well. Enemy's got no business being having our well. I want to drink water out of my well. And Verse 16, three mighty men, three of his men, heard this. And look at what they did. They broke through the host of the Philistines. They had to break through enemy lines, draw the water. I don't know if two of them fought while one of them got the water, but this is a hot zone, brother. Then they got to fight their way back through the enemy line and get back to their bunch. Over what?
Water.
Over a jug of water. H2O is H2O, ain't it? Mm-mm. No, it's not. They drew the water. They took it. They brought it to David. Can you picture it? These guys are lions. They got courage for days, don't they? They come through. They're bloody. They're sweaty. I don't know if they're cut. I don't know. But they said, King David, yes, we have something for you. You do. What do you have? What is that? Some water, O King, from the Bethlehem well. Just drawn. They step back. Don't you know they're feeling like the cat that got the canary? They're looking at each other like, told you we could do this. Let's stop right here. These guys were not always heroes.
No, that's right.
You read back in the beginning when folks started coming to join David, he was a fugitive. And it said the people that came were folks running from debts and discouraged. They were outcasts. They were down and outers. What happened to them? Something happened to them, didn't it? Why? Because here's a man who knows something about God and has a heart like God's heart, after God's own heart. And you see it evidenced right here. Something came up in them and it was stronger than their fear. It was stronger than the danger. It was stronger than what people might call good sense. And they got it and they presented it to him. And everybody would think that it's time to just swig that down and go, thank you, Lord. But that's not what happened, is it? Why? Nevertheless, he would not drink it. He would not drink it. He what?
Wouldn't drink.
He what?
Wouldn't drink.
Now, friends, do you hear in your heart why we're reading this right now? Things of honor have been lost in our modern generations. How many people think like this? But God's never changed. Should we think like this? Was any price too high for them to pay? No. And because of it, the value of the gift is determined by its value to the giver.
Amen.
David, on another occasion, do you remember this? He needed a place to offer sacrifice, and he offered, the man came and said, here, take it, take the land, take the oxen, take the wood, and I give it to you. It's a gift. And David said, no. No, I will not offer to my God that which costs me nothing. I will pay you the full price for it. And he insisted. And so he did. Did you hear that phrase? I will not offer to the Lord my God that which costs me nothing. Can you see some insight into why he's a man after God's own heart? Because he values things, at least in a measure, like God does. He honors things, at least to a degree, like God does. He wouldn't drink it, but he did what? He did what? Poured it out. Poured it out.
Poured it out.
Poured it out. It hits the dust. The ground soaks it up. How many people today would go, that's nuts? But do you think those men were upset?
No.
Listen to what he said as he's doing it. He said, be it far from me, Lord, that I should do this. Do what? Drink this water. Is not this the blood of the men that went in jeopardy of their lives? That's the same kind of phrase Paul used concerning Brother Epi. He did the same kind of thing to get to Paul what he needed during that time in his life. Therefore, he would not drink it. He said, this is too valuable for me to drink. Did that make them mad, you think? Or did that honor them all the more? You believe it did? That means he thinks it's more valuable than they do. They just want him to drink it and enjoy it, and that's what they're expecting. And he says, no, this is precious. You guys risked your lives to get me this water. It's too valuable for me to drink. I want to give it to the Lord. I want to make it a holy offering to Him. And so he said, Lord, I'm giving it to you. And he poured it out to the Lord. We live in a world that's vulgar and base and crass and uses the basest terms to describe what should be holy and important things. People that are not, don't hesitate to mock and speak so disrespectfully. And it's easy if you've grown up in this and it's around you in the workplace and marketplace and everywhere to not notice it. It just seems normal. But it's not right. I said it's not right. And you and I are not supposed to blend in unnoticed. We are supposed to be, we are the light. We are the salt. We are the light. Do you believe it, saints?
Yes,
and we are to honor God when nobody else has the sense to. We're to speak respectfully of Him and His things when nobody even noticed it. I'm not talking about trying to correct everybody. I'm talking about what you do in your life as an example, as a light. And we are to have that get your gear on and go mentality that it doesn't matter when it is, what's going on. We're on the earth. We got a job to do. We're going to do what it takes. We're going to use what we got and believe for what we don't have. And get this job done. Because in just a few more blinks and breaths, we're out of here. We're going to be on the other side. How many think you'll be so glad if you gave it all you got down here? If you did everything you could do. If you redeemed the time and used all your resources to do the job. Can you say amen? Stand on your feet, everybody.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Love's Sacrifice, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.